Everybody, here we are again. This is Friday night, and the date, if you don't know what date it is, or here in an archive, this is the 10th month, which is October, and it's the 3rd, and it's 2014. So let's take away energies that may have affected you during the week here. Think of one situation that you've encountered. I may not have liked it, so let's get rid of the energy for you. Here we go. So releasing that energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's energize the light beams now, everybody. So first light beam will energize will be the male energies. So here we go. Stronger. Bring it up in your bring your monitor screen up with the light beam on it. Put the light beam on your monitor screen. So stronger. Okay. And now we'll do the non-gender light beam. So I'll count this time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Next, we'll do the female light beam. And I'll use the word stronger. Energy more into your room and around you. So stronger, stronger. These are all peace energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So each light beam might have a slightly different, say, flavor of peace. Really, it's all the same. But it's kind of how it's connected to you and how your genetics will accept the peace energy, okay? Remember, everybody has stuff, and the stuff might kind of make it feel a little different. If you have less stuff with you, less baggage, then these have all seemed the same to you. So we have a wonderful show, I hope, here coming up. It's always wonderful, I guess. And mention this again. A few people are out there doing timeline crashing, and you have a few moments that you want to do something. I strongly recommend doing one for the moon that's coming right now, the blood moon. And it's supposed to come into a full effect, we'll say, I think, on August 8th, but it's still here as we speak now. So, you know, if you have some extra time and you would like to put it in there, it may relieve some pressure from you and maybe help out, you know, everything else that's going on here. And I'm sure there are groups that are aligned with that particular energy. You may want to use it for rituals and sacrifices and things. You know, so by doing this, it can help to make more peace come here. Oh, we'll see if our co-host is on. Well, Cindy, are you out there?
I arrived safely. Thank you very much. Thanks for the clearings, Ron. It's great to start the evening out with those the weak energy, and then, of course, activating the triple light beams. Nice treat. Well, I wanted to ask you, Ron, if we could talk about the special monthly calls that are kicking off tomorrow.
Yep. Like, well, to we got the 4-hour call tomorrow that we do. That kicks off the special energies for the 8-hour calls on Sundays. That's the ascension call, and I'm going to be doing, I'll be giving away on the 8-hour call for those people who get on at a bonus here, a lifetime bonus clearing. And I decided to give away, since we had last week a lot of nice results from people on the heartache clearing. So we have a heartache clearing this whole lifetime, and I'm going to be giving that one away for people who are on the call. So you get the user's name, password when you're on the call on Sunday. So if you're interested in coming on a call, not knowing what it's about, you can also be absentee. But this will help you out immensely here. Especially this time of year, if you do have relative problems or family problems or just things that somebody's missing or something and you have heartache, you know, you always go back to previous years. You know, that's the way the mind works. And the person's no longer here, or there's a situation or whatever, and the heartache clearing is a great clearing to have to get this stuff out of you so you can go into, you know, maybe November, you know, which is Thanksgiving and then Christmas, more peace energy. So the heartache one can really, really help you out. Oh, that'll be a free clearing for people who get on the intensive calls. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. The information for the October calls can be found at creationlightship.com. Top of the page, there is an event link that will take you to the flyer. And speaking of the flyer, if you did not receive a flyer regarding the October conference calls, be sure and go to the right side of creationlightship.com, and there is a newsletter sign-up box. That way you'll receive information on special events. Okay. Well, the moderator actually posted a request about asking how the heartache clearing has helped listeners. So if you happen to be available in the chat room, you can put your information there. If not, you can certainly send an email to cls.questions@yahoo.com, and we'll check that out too. So thank you for doing that. All right. Well, wanted to bring up a couple of references to the heartache clearing one. You actually shared samples for several shows, almost 2 weeks, I think. And each time there was a great response. And this particular email addresses heartache. It happened to be a heartache. You did heartbreak and heartache and working on taking that energy away. And this listener said that she had just had a recent breakup and was feeling, well, very sad and upset and also confused and could actually feel it in her heart. And then she did listen to the show and felt a great relief, both in her heart and kind of relieving her mind. So that is pretty amazing. Ron, can you tell us again what the heartache clearing does for us?
Well, in a sense, what it does is take away the tension, the pressure, emotional trauma off your muscles affecting your heart. That's basically what it does. So it makes you feel better. That's kind of in a nutshell. And it clears that energetic body that collects all those stuff that you had yourself, dealing with stuff, betrayal energies, maybe, you know, it's all things that deal with people and how it affects you. So that's right. What that clearing is for. So, I'm trying to think here, it'll probably be very nice to have that along with, you know, if you start doing some timeline crashes, you know, for the blood moon right now, that's also good because that'll be happening, you know, next week, probably when it's in full force. Well, ideally, it probably, you know, starts, so say, a week or so, maybe 10 days before, 10 after, where you start feeling the energies coming in. That's the way that you can actually help assist yourself by doing, you know, the timeline crashes on it so you can feel better and not have this energy, this daunting energy coming upon you from the moon. Remember, a lot of people are affected by the moon. And so this is a great benefit if you can do some timeline crashes on a real heavy a serious event, day, and time, because this is kind of what people are sensing, and, you know, things can go sideways without you even knowing about it. So, I guess let's look at energies here. We could do a heartbreak energy if you want, just to show you what it's like. And here we go. So this will help to get you more into the present here. So you may not even know what you have because, you know, you could go through some kind of small little heartbreak every week. Somebody could be upset with you, and that's kind of where you're affected. You know? So here we go. We'll take the last one that you encountered. You may not even know what it is, but it's stored in your body, and your body knows what it is. So it may not be a mental thing for you. It may not even be an emotional thing, but your body knows. So here we go. Releasing the last one. And I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, oh boy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time here. Go a little deeper with this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we're not really, you know, we don't realize how the heart energy affects us. So typically, you know, you look on, you get your computer on and your homepage may say something. And you might see something that's kind of cute and nice. Maybe you don't normally see nice things with, you know, humans that much. You know, what they talk about now is people being beheaded, you know, which isn't very nice. So you're not going to really find nice stories with people. But you will find nice stories where they might show you a couple of ducks, you know, having a good time, or maybe, you know, some other animal helping another animal. So normally you find things that are more, say, heartfelt with animals, okay? And then, so right away that opens your heart up and you feel good about it and it kind of nurtures you. It's still a judgment energy, but you feel nurtured and you feel, that feels really good. And then maybe the flip side of that, you see somebody, you know, some hunter showing all the heads of the bears that they hunted or something, you know, or their wall full of their trophies, you know, of killing something. And then your heart gets, oh, geez, that really looks bad. Well, that's affecting your heart. Oh, it takes you out of your peace. And so you're seeing that all the time. That's why the heartache energy is so beneficial, because you don't know what you're encountering. By looking at something could affect you. And things that really do affect you, that's really an overload for you. So you're seeing this all the time. But normally you're going to be seeing it probably, you know, out there in nature or animals. And then the people get you, and then you get really some really heavy-duty energies coming. And I think the new moon coming up here, whatever you want to call it, you know, the blood moon. I don't know if it's a new moon or not. I think it might be, but it doesn't make any difference. You know, this is a lunar eclipse thing. So, you know, you want to do timeline crash on it to get it out of your life so it won't amplify heartache. So, back to you, Cindy.
Okay. We do have a comment in the chat room. I've done it, meaning the heartache clearing, and in my chest, my heart area had felt like a big fist for a long time, and it even hurt my back a lot. Doing the heartache clearing helped relax the muscle. It feels much more euphoric and it relaxed. I recommend it. So that. The email I read and this comment sure echoes what you're saying, Ron, the intent for that clearing. Very powerful. Well, look forward to having that clearing offered to us during the October conference calls. Will that be on Sunday's call or at Saturday's call?
Yeah, the calls will be released on Sunday.
Okay.
And if you happen to be absentee, then I need an email from you you know, that you need to have that, you know. So I'll be doing the emails next week for people if they are absentee on Sunday. So back to you, Cindy.
Okay. Well, that's a good point, that if you know that you're not going to be available, you can let Ron know that you'll be absentee. And in this case, because he's offering very powerful free clearing for us on Sunday, you'll want to be sure and let him know in the email so that he can send you the information. Oh, right. Let's see what else we have here. Well, we have another email regarding the heartache. Looks like this person was listening on Monday evening and wasn't sure what clearing you actually did. However, he was feeling some remorse and some guilt and about something, and he realized that he was tensed up and could really feel it in his body. And then you did a clearing, and it actually released that feeling of guilt and remorse, and it really was something that was not within his grasp or that he could help. So that was good. And then when I listened to the archives, it was the heartache clearing that helped him. So that clearing seems like it could help in many different situations. Are there other areas you would recommend, or anyone in the chat, or if you want to send an email, let us know how you've used the heartache clearing and how that's helped you.
Yeah, and so I'm just thinking, you know, after you have that clearing and you do that, some people are born and, you know, that little baby is always grumpy or something, you know? So if you're that type of person that came out grumpy, didn't want to be here or something, it could be from, you know, the genetic thing, or maybe your parents fought a lot, you know, when you were, you know, being conceived, and then also after that and during that 9 months of time. So you could have heartache before you even came here. So what you may want to do after you do that clearing, you may want to do maybe the first seven generational, one after that, possibly, because it could be something that's really ingrained in you. So that's why I was saying if you came out kind of grumpy, you know, you may be bringing into this lifetime a seven-generational problem of heartache. So, you know, that could be the baby that comes out. Typically, you would hope that all babies are very happy, and they smile and giggle, and then some come out, you know, and they're very serious. Uh-oh, what's wrong with this kid, you know? And, you know, it's probably because they're dealing with heartache. So if you're that type of person, this might be a way to change your life. So back to you, Cindy. What do you think we could do tonight? Any paranormal stuff going on out there? Anybody hearing thumps in the night, or, you know, people walking on the roof or opening doors or anything like that?
Well, that's a great question. I forgot to mention that it's actually Paranormal Friday, and so that's other information that you can put in the chat room, or you can send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com if you have any type of paranormal issue or question. That would be great. I have a question regarding the heartache clearing. Is that the same thing as heart knot clearing?
Kind of similar, yeah. I only use the term heart knots because it's really something that's really, you know, bad. So it'll help to release that, you know. I don't have a clearing for heart knocks. I just happen to use that terminology when I do that the particular clearing. So
the heartache clearing.
Heartache clearing, yeah. So
okay.
Kind of specify that, but they are things that, like, we're just like look at a muscle in a sense, and you say, "Wow, this thing has had a lot of trauma," or we'll just maybe just to keep it simple. Wow, you got scar tissue there on your muscle. You know, you have troubles. You know, and that's kind of what that would sort of be like when I release that. So I can't guarantee the heartache clearing is going to release that. Very possibly it could, but you are going to feel better. So back to you.
Oh, great. Thanks for that explanation. We have an email regarding the heart knot clearing, and I just want to make sure that we're in the same clearing definition. So this listener commented that after the heartache and sadness clearing, she felt that was taken off. I mean, it looks like it was a very physical feel for her. So this actually wore her out, and she was able to sleep 9 hours straight without waking up, which is very unusual. She says she's a very light sleeper. And so that released enough for her to actually get rest, and maybe that's the first quality rest she's had in a long time. So she said, thank you very much, Juan. And that was on the heart knock. And now she'll know that it's also the heartache clearing that she can find on creationlightship.com. Okay, let's see. Well, regarding paranormal, Juan, I saw just a topic fly by regarding the sun and finding some type of element or some kind of a, I don't know if it's a filter or vapor around the sun. And just wonder if there's any real information about that. That's something to be aware of.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that, you know, what that would be, because it could be a hologram too, but, you know, regardless, you know, whatever we're physically seeing, that can affect us, because they can imprint things, the vase out there, with codes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so even nanotechnologies and things. So what you are seeing, thinking that it's one thing, could be something completely different, but they need the medium to bring things to you, okay? So,
mm-hmm.
Sort of what that is. And then, you know, it may trigger you from a long time ago of just that energy being there as a trigger point from the past. That could bring up situations that you don't know anything about because it's deeply buried inside of you. And when we do sample clearings of something from the distant past, 1,000 years ago or so, you have a response to it because you were there and it happened to you, and that energy is still with you. That's why you do clearings to get rid of the stuff that's recycled in you in this lifetime. And then sometimes there's stuff under the iceberg that we know nothing about. It has not come up yet, and we can clear that away, too. That's why we have 7 generational clearings for most of the clearings out there, the whole lifetime ones, to go deeper, because you may not be experiencing something. And all of a sudden, you do that clearing, and you go, wow, well, I feel freed up, you know, and you don't know how or why, but it got rid of something. So that's the reason why we have 7 generational clearings. And you don't know what's, you know, being, you know, transmitted to you from the moon. You know, how it's being received by you what's going on with you from that energy. Start doing some timeline crashes on the blood moon, you're going to realize that, yeah, man, I'm getting freed up here on something. And that's what it's for. And you don't have to really know what the cause is. You just need to know that it's affecting you some way. I always look back on it and go, yeah, you know, I was, I lost my consciousness and now I have it back again. And I feel clearer and more in the present moment. And this particular energy, you know, was being transmitted to me. You don't know how or why, but you feel better. Back to you, Cindy.
Well, Ron, you brought up a very good point, that we may not know what has created, well, let's say a physical issue or even a recurring issue. We may not know why. And I'm feeling like we as humans now have tried to use our minds and our brains to figure out why we have something. So really, you've released that. That's a huge, I guess, burden that we don't need to spend energy on. So if we're feeling something, find the clearing for it, and don't worry about where it came from.
That's
what you're saying.
Because your mind, if you start looking at it and focusing on it, your mind will go forever looking for something because the dark side's getting energy from you. Oh, you know, it'll give you that self-fulfilling prophecy, and it'll keep making you dig and dig and dig, or internet research on it, and, you know, you're going to become an expert at it. Eventually, this picture, oh, you become an expert. So just do a clearing.
Oh,
and
my.
Just don't even, I got this, okay, now I'll see if I can get rid of it, and just find a clearing that could possibly help you to release the energy out of you. And then from there, it's released. You know, that's kind of the way the clearings work. And it's not you know, one clearing may not do it for you, but at least you can understand more. And, you know, the whole thing is to become peaceful. If you're not becoming peaceful, then, or being peaceful, then find out why you have a condition with keeping you from your peace and release the energy. And situations will keep coming and coming and coming. And they could give you obstacles preventing you from understanding what's going on. And remember, you're using your mind to try to figure something out, and it could be having fun with that, and they could be having fun with your mind, looking for something over and over and over again. Well, you kind of want to stop and reevaluate where you are, and that's why the timeline crashes are so good, because that's actually mind energies that has... But, you know, it's a program, so find out what program you're on. You know, you're running programs. You're like a computer, but you're not in control of your hard drive, okay? So you have somebody out there inputting data and running programs in you, something, and you start running these programs, and you may not know where you are, but you don't understand your consciousness. Well, you know, you might wake up someday and do something really strange, be different than what you used to be doing, and it's not you. The program is running you. It's like entities. That's why you want to, you know, do clearing so that you can become more clear and have more of you with you. The person doesn't have a lot of spirit energy is going to be all over the place. Probably be persuaded and swayed to different ways of reacting to situations or taking on a different persona. So that's the whole thing, is to, you know, get the clearance to feel better. Spirit energy with you. Oh. Interesting if people could enter in what their best clearing would be, just for other people to kind of understand. And everybody is in a different situation, you know. But maybe... You know, if you had like two clearings that maybe you're doing all the time now, I know a lot of people are doing the free clearings a lot just to get to keep their center, to keep their space. But if there's something else that you enjoy doing, or even one of those, just tell us what they are so we can help the newbies to understand, you know, what clearing might be good. You start looking at all the new ones, and they're all good. But, you know, just be nice to have some input from people, help someone else, because some people may look at those clearings and they may go, well, I don't need that one, and they keep skipping over it and over it and over it, and that's what they really need. But their mind's saying, oh, no, don't do that one, just like the entity clearings, you know. If you're filled full of entities, believe me, they're not going to want you to ever do an entity clearing. They're going to lose their home, lose their house, you know. And so they're not going to want you to ever do an entity clearing. Oh, so they don't want to be roosted out of their free living space, you know. That's what you probably would be needing the most, but they're not going to want you to have it. So they'll just kind of do a mind swipe on you when you do that clearing. You think, I don't need that. They'll numb you out completely. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow. Well, that's really some good scoop. And maybe it's come up before and I just didn't hear it. When you were talking about, like, with our minds, if we keep trying to investigate it, even the answer could be part of a mind control program. So even the answer may not be the real answer. So why not just skip it and do the clearing and not worry about it? That's very powerful information. Okay. We do have a testimonial. Actually, this is a quick blurb. Ron is awesome in the healing work. Thank you. And we have another testimonial regarding crashing a bicycle. And she had gotten lots of deep cuts and structural problems from head to toe. And she worked with you, and you were offering clearings, and majority of the pain was gone. And afterwards, she did many clearings from barcodes to emotions, and all the clearings that possibly got triggered with that bike accident. It's been about 2 weeks, and her body is healed of deep cuts and pain, structural problems, and she's back riding the bicycle with more awareness and peace of mind. Thank you, Ron. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
And you never know about
you never know what clearance on that fixes you. That's the sad thing, you know, because they keep you so wound up at stuff happening and that mind energy. So, like I said, when I first started, I only had 4 clearings, and unfortunately, we need 4. but you don't know which one's going to be it, you know. And
right.
Oh.
Right. Well, now you have over 500.
Yeah, and it's not that you need all of them. Believe me, you know, it's just that people needed to have more relief. And so now, as I look at the clearings, all the ones that we have up there, kind of amazed as I look at it, you know, from a human perspective as well. These are all really good things, and they dovetail, and things do work in a way to help people. So, you know, it's very, very good. So I could do a clearing here. We'll see if anybody wants me to do a sample. I will not do the Earth-type clearings or Dark-type practitioner, only because it's just too hard and it's not going to really help you. So if you're curious on that and you think you have a spell put on you or whatever, then go in there and do the clearing, because you have to probably do it, you know, more than one time anyway. And I'm not going to, you know, just waste energy to give you a little sample of that, because it's not going to work. you know, the way you want it to. So, but other clearings I can do a sample on. So, in fact, I'll do a sample of the timeline crash for the blood moon. Here we go. Don't even know how this is affecting you till we get done with this in a minute or so. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do 50 timeline crashes on this here, and we'll see how you feel afterwards. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's the second one. Want to keep track of these, Cindy?
Maybe make yes.
Paper out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, number 3, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Come on, Cindy.
4.
4. 1, 2, 3,
yep.
4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
5.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, I didn't say 10. 10, there we go. Run 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
11.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
12.
1, 2, 3, 4,
Sorry.
5, 6, 8, 9, 10.
13.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
14.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
15.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
16.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
17.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
18.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
19.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
20.
I'll probably stop there. That's 20 of them. Oh, there we go. Ooh. See how you're doing. Now, you can see why this is so important right now as you look at it. Try to see, maybe get up, walk around, see how your body's doing. Maybe you had something that made your arms not work right or something, you know, I don't know. Maybe your back kind of hurt before, now it feels better. Maybe you have more mobility. Maybe your joints hurt and it went away. You don't know what this energy is doing to you. What I could use some help with, I don't want to use the word battles, but stuff. So I'm working with the Lucifer energy right now, getting that out of here, help people. So I need to know if you're a Bible study person and you know a lot about this. Somehow we have fallen angels, okay, and they might be archangels. And so I need to know which ones are connected to Lucifer, okay? So if you could send me an email with that, or if you happen just to know off the top of your head and you can put it into the chat, I need to have that information to help that energy out, to deal with it. So if you happen to know who and what they are, just send that forward to me some way. Oh, and I think maybe that Lucifer energy is also working with the blood moon stuff, so I'm trying to get rid of that stuff too. Anyway, but I need to know who those archangels are that would be, in a sense, I guess the biblical term would be fallen angels. If any of you like are, you know, people who know that, or maybe you have a neighbor who's a devout Christian and they know about this, it might be more covered up than not, possibly, but they, you know, they may not want to see that. I don't know. But anyway, if you know, I need to know those angels' names that they used at that time. Continue on with what I'm doing here. So, let's work with some other energies here. Bring in some more of the source energy for everybody. This is the peace energy. Here we go. This is like what we call spirit infusion, spirit integration. It's all the same, just a different way of saying it. We got rid of that energy that was attached to you from the blood moon. So whatever we got rid of, say we got rid of 5% of it, you know, we need to get your spirit to come into you where this energy was living, okay? So here we go. I'll bring in more of your spirit energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Or if for some reason your spirit isn't around and it can't cover that territory, then we'll bring in space holders for you. So here we go. Space holders just do nothing. They just hold space of light. So here we go. They don't do any healing at all on you. They're just there to hold the space. So here come space holders. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Cindy, back to you.
Thank you very much, Juan. Oh, wow. Perfect timing, especially after you mentioned Lucifer. Apparently, I have a button for that. We do have a couple of responses in the chat room regarding fallen angels. And I will paste them into an email to you, Ron. So if you're in the chat room, go ahead and put it there, and then we'll get it over to Ron. Otherwise, you can email clsquestions@yahoo.com, and then we'll forward that to Ron also. We do have a question regarding the blood moon, or actually a statement. So the moon, if someone has a planet star cording removal, there is a moon clearing in that one.
Yes, that's good.
That
covered. That one there too.
Okay.
But the timeline, you may want to do both if you already have that one. Maybe you got the unlimited version of that, or you want to get it to get more stuff off of you, just so you don't know what the blood moon is activating out there. Oh, it's just putting on an energy field, probably going to the other planets and stars too. Who knows? So, that might be beneficial. But the main thing is, you're probably on timelines dealing with this here. So whatever causes you harm, in case you're a newbie, whatever's causing a situation or harm to you, are replicated on timelines. So that's why you want to get off the timelines. And we normally just think of one timeline here. Well, you're out there also doing other things, maybe the same thing being replicated, copy and pasted onto other alien-controlled timelines of the same situation. Well, remember, you're doing the same movie many, many times. And that's affecting you here. So that's why you want to do timeline crashes. And you're helping everybody else on the planet to get off of these timelines. That's the only way you can help anybody with the CLS questions. You can buy a clearing for somebody and do that. But the timeline crashes automatically take people off of that timeline. So if you want to say, what can I do for other people, then just take your issue, whatever you have. You don't have to know who the people are, and do timeline crashes, and they will be off of that timeline. You're helping millions, not billions of people who are on that timeline. Are you doing this here? This is why we started doing timeline crashes quite a while ago, but this is why things have changed from probably 2012 to current. Because the dark side that was used to using timelines, those timelines are gone, and they got to figure out new ways to incorporate a timeline. So they got their plan got kind of foiled in a sense, because the timelines weren't there to abduct people onto, because people are doing timeline crashing. Timeline crashing is just wonderful. Takes you off of it and everybody else that's on it, that's in the movie with you and other people on that movie or tangent to it who are on that timeline crash for your incident. Oh, that's what's so good about it. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that, Ron. We do have a comment regarding the timeline crash you were doing on the Blood Moon, and the comment is that she could barely tolerate going to 20, was hoping you were going to stop before going to 50, and because something is going on energetically with the Blood Moon in her, she's saying, time to do timeline crashes. So she was feeling it. If anyone else was feeling the timeline crash on Blood Moon, be sure and put a message in the chat room or send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That would be great. Let's see.
So basically, I would say that this moon is going to be affecting people strongly. You know, I think it engages where it's supposed to be full on the 8th, but I figure maybe, you know, it'll probably be going on for probably a couple of weeks, you know. So, you know, keep doing the timeline crashes for about 2 weeks, napping down this energy. That's what I'd recommend doing. You know, people give dates, so this is the date it's going to be happening on. Well, yeah, but it's still here, you know. This doesn't pop in on that one day and leave, you know. So I would say it'll be very strong, you know, like it is now. And you know, it's going to be putting out mind control patterns to people. So, you know, just get in there and do your timeline crashes. And I'd probably, you know, if you can do it maybe once a day, you know, for a couple of weeks, that'd be great. You know, maybe do 10 a day on it or something if you have the timeline crash. Going to help you and help everybody else on it. Oh, back to you.
Well, that's a bonus for sure, that we can help others when we're helping ourselves. Okay, we have another. Go ahead.
And if there are people that you're dealing with, as remember, everybody deals with people here and clones, right? So, as you do the clearing, you're getting off of the timeline, and maybe this energy is going to make people get upset easily, okay? So when you do the clearing, you're off of that timeline of being upset, we'll say, by the, you know, Blood Moon, okay? Which means that the people around you will also probably, since they're connected to you, courting you, they'll probably get the clearing also. So all of a sudden, your life might be very peaceful during this process. Oh, that's the way to look at it. That very, or maybe you know somebody who, you know, goes, you know, like Looney Tunes, you know, when the moon shows up, and so, also include them on the clearing, you know, and do a clearing for them on that. But it's going to, you know, the whole thing is you can affect yourself and other people around you without even knowing it, and you can become, you know, peaceful during this whole process and not be controlled by this energy. Well, that's the benefit of doing timeline crashes. And, you know, you may even want to do one for your pets and animals, too, possibly. That's an idea, you know. So anyway, back to you, Cindy.
Excellent suggestion, Ron. I just wanted to clarify, you mentioned doing a timeline crash on the Blood Moon for 2 weeks, and did you mean 1 week prior, which is this week, and then 1 week after?
Yes, that's correct. And just see, I think people listening to her who are affected by it now and they feel a little better, I think these people are probably going to be doing, I would hope, at least 100 of them, you know, so maybe you can put it on in the evening on your computer when you're sleeping, you know. That's a possibility.
Okay.
And, then from there, you know, just see what happens. But I would think that if you did it each day, as the energy, we'll say, intensifies, you may be in the back of the bus quite a ways instead of being in the front row, you know, seat, you know, with your eyeballs bugging out as you're going off the cliff, you know. So you may be very, very peaceful during this process. People do take this very serious, and they know how beneficial the timeline crashes are. And that's what we're dealing with right now. This is a major situation coming here with that energy from the moon, you know.
Right.
It's it going to be causing here? You know, another way, what's this moon energy going to cause to the Earth? Okay, are we going to have some earthquakes happening or different things like this? Well, might just be able to do some timeline crashes and getting rid of this energy, and it might be easier for the planet, you know, and even maybe do some Earth Protect clearings too. You know, that's a free one also. So anyway, you know, y'all know about tidal waves and stuff, and well, it's just things that normally happen. I can't recall what happened at the last one, if we had any devastation happening. Went on for quite a while now, and we're in a series of these things. That's the best thing that you could do is timeline crashes on this.
Okay. Well, Ron, I'm looking at the calendar, and today is October 3rd, as we know. October 8th is a Wednesday, and that's when the blood moon is to be full. And to add to another week of that, so from now to the 15th of October?
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah. Maybe okay. You might want to go past that, but you're going to know how it feels. If you feel better each day and you have more consciousness and your body is feeling lighter, then you know that you're in the right direction there.
Okay. Excellent.
And tomorrow night...
Go ahead.
Yeah, we have our birthday party on the light ship, so I thought I'd bring that up in case you want to have a birthday party. This would be for people born month of October. Back to you, Cindy.
Saturday Night Live on the light ship. Okay, we do have another comment about the heart ache clearing. I did not realize until Wednesday when you cleared the heart aches just how hardened my heart is and how shut down I am. I appreciate the gift of that clearing, much needed. So that's great. And you mentioned that Sunday, for anyone attending the conference call on Sunday, you will be sharing that heartache clearing as a gift, and that's for the physical body rejuvenation intensive on Sunday, October 5th, so something to think about. Let's see. Well, we have another great comment in the chat room. Ron, in order for me to feel human now, I run many whole life clearings at least twice a day on two laptops. The whole life clearings on your recommended list, which, by the way, is on the left side of creationlightship.com near the free sample clearings. The whole life clearings you recommended are absolute essentials. I run them twice a day, emotional, mental, entity, dark side, mind practitioner, energetic quarterly, curses, hex, and spells, and has three windows of the attack, alien attack clearing. One is spirit to body integration, and she runs that for about 800 minutes. And then the natal barcode removal and the satellite timeline crash in her name, or his name, I guess I should say. So that's quite a recommendation there and a list of to-do things.
And a lot of people do get two computers. Oh, they'll have one for, you know, if they work on the computer, then they have one to do their clearings on. And I'd say that's probably highly recommended. And you can get, you know, a second computer, probably pretty inexpensive now, you know. They've been around for a long time. Nothing needs to be really high-tech or really fast with the computer, typically, you know. So even one that's, I would say, you know, maybe, I don't know if XP would be supportable or not, but, you know, you just get a used computer. Plus, it's Christmas time, and they'll probably bring out new models now for people to buy. And, you know, a lot of people like to stay current, up to date with the speed and everything else and the new whatever's on it, and you know, so you know, I would think you could probably get a used computer probably anywhere for $100, you know, and just get that just for clearings. I would say probably maybe the larger the screen, the better, because it'll have the larger light beam on it as you do that, so you have more of an image in your room. And you could even, like if the light beam's too bright, I know you can dim them down a little bit, you know. I think all computers have that. I don't know. On mine, I got a thing on it here, which is the function keys. I don't know, F7, F8 or something. I think F7 brings the brightness down on it, but that could be, I don't know if that's consistent. What I have is an HP, an older one. But anyway, and you can always tape a little towel over it if it's too bright, you know. And then also, you know, you could use a different energy, like the Merkaba energy, would you be able to put that one up too. But anyway, the larger the screen, the better to give more imprinting into your room. That's what I would kind of recommend doing, okay? Oh, anyway, you may want to opt for a used one, you know, between now and Christmas. People may be dumping their old computers, maybe, because they are bought or buying a new one or something. Oh, and what you can do, okay, just if you don't know this, and we'll say you have a clearing and you go, yeah, I want to have this clearing on for the whole day. So, and take the clearing, traveling, you can put it on your laptop. If you have a laptop, get a little inverter for your car and put it in your back seat or something, or the seat next to you. Leave the screen up, and you don't have to be on the internet for the clearing to work. Once it's on and the timer is working and you don't change your page, you can go in, click your buttons, and I believe it will. You click them with it being with the internet turned off. You might just try that, okay? So just to make sure, but you know, load up you know, a clearing, and then turn off your internet, which you can do on your computer. You know, and then work with the page and just see if you can use the buttons on it and change the timer settings. A lot of people, what I've heard, they just go in and they put a clearing up, like a timeline crash, put it for like 600 minutes or so, which is 10 hours, and the computer's on, and you can take it with you on a trip if you're, you know, going someplace or whatever, and it'll still work next to you, and you don't need to have an internet connection because it's still running. It's already in your computer counting down. So you may want to just try that just to validate it for yourself. And I think you can go in and also change the buttons, but if you click off the page, then you lost it. So just make sure you don't do that. But once you're on that clearing page, I think it will work perfectly. So, you know, if you have to change a button or something, I think it will still work because it's loaded into your computer and it will work fine in the counter. You can pause it, stop it, and start it over again. And I think it'll work perfectly. So you're not hooked up to the internet. Oh, back to you, Cindy. And we got a couple more minutes here. I don't know what we could do. Not
a
too much.
Comments here.
So,
I have quick comments here. One is visit your local laptop computer doctor. They have older models they clean out and make them like new, high speed, new software for under $300. And let's see here. I guess that's it. Everything else will need to be for tomorrow night, so that'll be great. Oh, here's a question. What do we write on the timeline crash for the blood moon clearing?
What I would just put in there is you want to clear you out from that, so that's your own name. I would just put your name into it. You don't know how it's affecting you. Now, if you do, we'll just say like the person said that, you know, they were hoping that I quit at 20 and I did. They're having some kind of body issue, we'll say. You know, maybe they're getting pissed off. You know, maybe their body's kind of jerking or shaking. maybe they get put into fear. Well, that means that's your issue, okay? And so, or anxiety or whatever. So once you start it, see how it's affecting you. Right away, you've got that button, and then, clear the button. And you could also put on their Earth Protect clearing. Put your name with, the Earth Protection on that, okay? And that will help the Earth, which can help you, in a sense, because your body is connected energetically to the Earth. That might be a simple way of doing it.
Are you saying put that in the box instead of the name or with the name?
With your name. You always want to have your name in there. That's who the clearing is going to.
Okay.
And then whoever's on that timeline with you, like it was a fear clearing or something that you're doing on a timeline crash, then anybody who has the T-shirt on that says fear will do that. So when you do the Earth Protect on there, or just earth clearing, then it's going to go to the Earth and take away stuff that it's quartered to. Remember that the moon makes the tides change, okay? You got high tide and low tide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Earth wants that, it's something controlling it, So
right.
I'm kind of looking at devastation that could be happening. And it could be a copy and paste. That's why I kind of mentioned, did anything happen at the last ones that you go, oh, man, this really happened on that moon, Well, maybe they're going to copy and paste it and do it over again in a different location. So that's kind of your homework, people. But, definitely do that clearing. It's a big one coming up here. Oh, I guess we'll end the show here. We're a little bit over here. So do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. So I'm going to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop into your heart. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards, like an elevator dropping down. We'll end our show. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And we're commanding your spirit to do this. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So tomorrow, everybody, we have our 4-hour conference call, and I'll be giving away the heartache clearing for people who are doing the intensive this month. We'll do that on Sunday. So hope to see you all on it. So blessings. Thank you, Cindy. See you later, everybody. Good night.